You are listening to station PCJ in Holland.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Keith Powell here with you for the next little while, some music, some light chit-chat, and whatever else may come our way. Who knows what can come our way? At the moment, very high temperatures and perhaps some small talk. Well, small talk, and then there's small talk. And if you want to know what I mean by that, well, I'll tell you about that a little later on. I was getting into that discussion with somebody recently on social media, and I'll explain a little bit more about it after we listen to our first song today. And I thought we would begin with the one and only Marlene Dietrich with an orchestra directed by Bert Bacharach and also arranged by Bert Bacharach. It's the standard, Making Whoopee.
Every time I hear the march from Lone Green, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny on you. Another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Now picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Now picture that same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making. It is a year or illness. But this I hear, well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making. He doesn't make much money, only 5,000 per. Some judge thinks he's funny, says you'll pay six to her. Now he says, judge, suppose I fail. And he says, but you'll go to jail. You better keep her, ha ha, because it's cheaper than making. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making war.
Yes, the one and only Marlene Dietrich with Makin' Whoopee, one of many recordings that she did in the 1960s when Burt Bacharach was her musical director. Beginning today's edition, of course, of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Nice to have you with us wherever you may be and however you're listening to the show on. It could be on medium wave or FM, in some cases even satellite, and in others even shortwave. And those listening online, digital beeps to you. Yes, digital beeps to you. I only thought of that because, you know, for example, you may not be familiar with this, but people who are amateur radio amateurs will say 73s and you all these codes and everything, and I thought there should be one for the internet. So we can call digital beeps to you, which means greetings. Digital beeps to you. And for saying goodbye, bibbidi bibbidi, bibbidi bibbidi, beep beep bye. Yes. The thing is, I'll probably forget the second one. Anyway, very nice to have you with us for the next little bit. And at the beginning of today's show, I was mentioning about small talk, and you may have heard me talk about this before, but I got into this discussion again with someone on social media. It was actually on Facebook. And as I said before, small talk is something that I just cannot bear. I just, it makes me ill. And there's probably many of you out there who've been to parties at some point or another. And there's two types of parties that I enjoy going to. The ones where I know everybody. And ones that are maybe for an award ceremony or something like that. But the ones that I really don't like going to is when I'm invited to some place where I really don't know anybody. And I'm expected to mingle. Now, I don't mind that part. Actually, I enjoy that part. It's always a lot of fun to get to know new people. But you see, what happens is you meet somebody, right? And for the very first time, or a group of people. And maybe for the first hour or two, people are talking about the most superficial things on the face of the earth. From how's the weather, which, I mean, what a boring subject that is. I mean, it's weather, right? It's weather. Or when somebody says, oh, did you see the rain yesterday? Well, it was heavy rain. Yes, it's going to rain. Or I've had circumstances where people say, oh, did you see the typhoon? There was so much wind and rain. Well, it's a typhoon. It brings wind and rain. Now, what I have noticed is that you really only find out about the person in a very short period of time. Because, like I said, for the first maybe hour or two, you talk about things that are just not interesting and gossip news. Who knows, Bruce Jenner, or whatever his name is, or her name is. I don't know what it is. I'm confused about them myself. Whatever their name is now. And then, of course, you're drinking at that time, right? You're drinking. Maybe having a beer or two, or a vodka martini, or gin and tonic, or anything, rum and coke. I mean, the list, of course, is endless. So as you're reaching the point where maybe you're about to have a more serious discussion, a deep conversation, you're getting drunk. And then the conversation becomes dribble again. Now, I will, you know, I will partake in a glass of wine every now and again, and maybe a, you know, a vodka martini, which is actually my favorite, and gin and tonic is another one of my favorites, but never to the point of being completely inebriated. And it is quite amusing to go to parties, and being somebody who doesn't really like to drink to that point, well, sometimes, but that's, well, I'll talk about that another time. But my favorite thing, of course, is just watching people. Because after somebody's had a number of drinks, they start talking about absolute gibberish. And the thing is, what's interesting is that nobody is really interested, or rather, nobody's really listening to what the other person is saying, and chances of them remembering the following day or an hour later is very slim. So that's why, for example, if I do go to a party, I like to remain sober. And then the following day, if I come across these people again, or maybe a week later, or a month later, I can say, do you remember when you said blah, 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 which embarrasses them? And I said, well, you remember? Of course I said I remembered, because I was not drinking at the time, you see. But that is neither here nor there. I'd like to know your thoughts on it, if you think that it is complete gibberish. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. But I think it really depends on the situation, you know. Anyway, time now for more music again. We're going to listen to Fleetwood Mac with Sarah here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Wait a minute, baby. Stay with me. Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
Oh,
Fleetwood Mac and Sarah here on the program. Now, how many of you out there are exercise freaks? I mean, there's different types, of course, of individuals that do exercise. There's exercise, but, well, you know, just a daily routine. And there's others, of course, that can go completely overboard and just sleep at the gym. Now, I'm not that type. But I do cycle a lot. And something that I noticed just the other day, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but I went to put on a pair of jeans, and something was strange, and I couldn't really, for the life of me, I wasn't really paying much attention, because I hadn't worn these jeans in a long time. I have to tell you right now, I prefer wearing shorts, because of, again, where I live, it's more comfortable. But anyway, the jeans didn't fit me anymore. Well, they did, but they were considerably tight around the thighs. And that's because I realized that my thighs have turned into, well, two thighs of 100% muscle. And I never really paid attention to the same with my calves as well. So these jeans that I had no problem fitting in 2 years ago seem to have a little bit of a problem now. And I noticed it also with some other garments that I have as well. Now, that brings me to this issue, and this is something that I was talking about with a friend of mine here in Taiwan. His name is David, and he went on this diet, you see, and he was on the diet, but he actually gained weight. He actually gained 3 kilograms in a very relatively short period of time. He wanted to lose, but he actually gained. And that's because he was spending so much time at the gym that his muscle mass was increasing. He was losing the body fat, but muscle mass was increasing. And he said now he has the problem that he was hoping to lose the weight so he can fit into some other clothes that he has, but he realized now that he still can't fit into it because he's gained muscle mass, which actually happens quite a bit. Now, something that I have seen at the gym when I go, and I find it absolutely amusing, it's quite funny. You will have people that go there and they're doing the push-ups, the sit-ups, and working on all kinds of all the different contraptions that you'll find at the gyms, rowing machines, cycling machines. A cycling machine at a gym, I think, is a little bit strange because why not just get a real bicycle and do it outside instead of staying stationary? But anyway, that is another thing. Stair machines, weights, etc. And there's people that I'll see and they're doing it and they're doing it and they're doing it and they're doing it and they're doing it. And then right after, they go to the junk food store and pig out on junk food. I don't get that. It doesn't. It's almost like, well, what's the point, really? I mean, if you're going to spend all that time doing all this exercise and then you go and stuff your face with like 2 pizzas and a pitcher of beer, I don't get the point. But there are people like that. And what's funny is a recent study that appeared In the medical magazine published by Taida University, which is Taiwan National University, discovered that there are people who spend a lot of time in a gym and they have great muscle mass, but they also suffer, let's say, from somebody who doesn't do exercise at all. The same kind of things like cardiovascular disease and a very high cholesterol and stuff. So the outside, it looks good on the outside, but the inside is still rubbish. So it's almost like, you know, you take a Mercedes-Benz, right? So you keep the outside of the car, keep the outside of the Mercedes-Benz, but then inside, you replace the engine with a Lada. So what do you have? You have a nice-looking car, but a really poor performance car. So this is apparently a bit of a phenomenon that is not so unusual. That is not so unusual. But I just don't understand it. It just does not make any sense to me at all. Anyway, time now for more music. And this is something that mixes two completely different styles of music. Music from the Baroque period by Johann Sebastian Bach, played in jazz. Now we're going to listen to Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, performed by a man who, well, has made his whole life's career taking the works of Bach and doing jazz arrangements for them for a trio. I'm speaking of French pianist Jacques Lussière. Here he is from his 1959 play Bach release with Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Thank you. Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, there performed by Jacques Lussier and his trio from one of his many albums called Play Bach. He did another version of that in the 1980s. The one we took a listen to now is from 1959, but he did another version of that in the 1980s that is even longer. I don't know how you would make it longer, but I remember it was longer and sounded quite different. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station coming to you from PCJ Radio International. If you're listening to us on shortwave, let's say on 9955 kilohertz, do write us and we will send you the EQSL for the program. The email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again as well as past editions by visiting our website at any time, which is, and I forgot it. No, I didn't. pcjmedia.com. Yes, I don't know what happened. I went blank there for a moment. All right, time now for another song. And this is actually a very famous song that's a bit of a standard. It was a country western song and was always very, very slow in tempo. Artists like Willie Nelson, Elvis Presley, and many others had recorded this song. The version we're going to listen to now was another hit version of this song with a much faster tempo. The song is Always on My Mind by and performed by the Pet Shop Boys. We'll be right back. Pet Shop Boys, always on my mind here on the program. Now, there was something. Oh, yes, I now remember what it is. Yes, gone blank again for a moment. But anyway, last year, you may remember that we brought to you a series called Tales of Dutch Formosa. And it was very successful, and we're going to be repeating that series on PCJ Radio International, and also using it in Happy Station for those who don't pick up PCJ Radio International through one of our relays. Let me put it this way. There are some areas, for example, like in Cambodia, for example, we're on the air 24/7. We don't have 24 hours of programming because we fill up the schedule with programming from other international broadcasters as well. So they're going to be getting it as part of their regular schedule. But for stations that don't and carry Happy Station, will we be adding it in the program? So here's a little promo about Tales of Dutch Formosa.
Tales of Dutch Formosa.
The glory of the 17th century United Provinces of the Netherlands was made possible by grand ships, fitted out by merchants and missionaries, the former in search of profit, the latter souls. Men, women, and children spurred on by faith and dreams, risked the long, dangerous voyage to the Orient. For the Dutch East Indies Company, or VOC, the ports of Java, China, Japan, and Formosa held tempting treasures worth dying for. Exotic spices, teas, silks, porcelains, Japanese silver, and Formosan sugar. Trade routes brought the Hollanders wealth unequaled in the world. For Dutch Reformed missionaries, they brought them nearer to the Great Commission to preach the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. On January 20th, 1625, a very important transaction took place on the southwestern coast of Formosa. The Dutch representative of the VOC bought a strip of land from the Western Plains Aborigines for 15 pieces of cloth. The story of colonial trade and tragedy on Formosa during the next 38 years of Dutch rule holds secrets about this island, which exchanged everything. Names, languages, people, cultures, religion, and trade. Everything that is, except its heart.
And that was a little bit of a teaser for the PCJ series Tales of Dutch Formosa, which will be coming to you very soon for our summer series. Now, summertime is coming up, so we are going to be bringing some special programs for Happy Station, Media Network Plus, and also some special editions of Focus Asia Pacific. But we'll tell you more about that once we get closer to the date that those programs will be going out. Time now for music again. Matt Munro singing a song that was originally by Austrian singer Udo Jürgens called... I can't remember the name in French, but anyway, or in German, it doesn't matter. Anyway, here it is, Matt Munro and Walk Away.
Walk away, please go. Before you throw your life away, a life that I could share for just a day. We should have met some years ago. For your sake I say, walk away, just go. Walk away and live a life that's full with no regret. Don't look back at me, just try to forget. Why build a dream that cannot come true? So be strong, reach the stars now. Walk away, walk on. If I heard your voice, I'd beg you to stay. So don't say a word, just run, run away. Goodbye, my love. My tears will fall now that you're gone. I can't help but cry, but I must go on. I'm sad that I, after searching so long, knew I loved you, but told you, walk away, walk on, walk on.
Matt Monro with Walk Away, a song originally composed by Udo Jürgens. Just when I heard the opening, I remember the name of the original song, which in German is called Warum, nu warum, which both versions are also very, very nice. We have an interesting song here about lobsters. Well, it's called the Lobster Song, and it's by a group called Dissident. Now, I'm kind of wondering, what kind of lobster is it? Is it just standard ordinary lobster, or is it Lobster Thermidor? Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Dissident and the Lobster Song. Dissident and the Lobster Song. Well, we're at the end of this week's edition of Happy Station. Once again, if you want to contact us, our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. And if you are listening to this on shortwave, let us know, and we'll send you the EQSL card. We're going to end today with Italian composer, film composer, Ennio Morricone, with Once Upon a Time in the West. So on behalf of everyone here at PCJ Radio International, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.